بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ولا عاقبة للمتقين، ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد، وهو على كل شيء قدير. وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله، الرحمة المهداة والنعمة المسداة والسراج المنير. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه والتابعين، أما بعد. يقول الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم: ألف لام ميم، أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون، ولقد فتنا الذين من قبلهم فليعلمن الله الذين صبروا وليعلمن الكاذبين. ألف لام ميم. Do men think that they will be left alone on saying we believe and that they will not be tested? We did test those before them, and Allah will certainly know those who are true from those who are false. Let's sit back for a minute and ponder on what's been happening in the past few weeks. Another Muslim country being conquered, with hundreds and thousands of children, women, and innocent civilians massacred for no fault of their own. Before this happened, they were ruled for decades by a ruthless dictator and subjected to years of embargo, where they were denied medicine and all the basics of life. Hundreds of Palestinians being routed out of the country, their homes demolished, their sacred places desecrated, being fired on daily by military helicopters, tanks, and rockets, fighting back with stones. Before that, we witnessed thousands of innocent people in Afghanistan being carpet bombed, and a whole country having its infrastructure demolished. Muslim fighting Muslim, and ex-mujahideen killing each other. Later on, we saw some Iraqis taking to the streets, looting and destroying their own country. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ عَلَى الْعَظِيمِ. Away from the political scene, we see supposed Muslims behaving dishonestly, lying, drinking, selling alcohol, and turning on each other. Islamic codes being totally ignored or set aside. So, what effect does all this have on ordinary Muslims? Can this affect our faith? Should it affect our faith? Can we make sense of all this chaos? Let's return to our Quran and try to make sense of that. Before that, I'd like to tell you two hadiths from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The first hadith says, يَأْتِي عَلَى أُمَّتِي فِتَنٌ قَقَطْرٍ مِنَ اللَّيْلِ الْمُظْلِمِ يُصْبِحُ الرَّجُلُ مُؤْمِنًا وَيُمْسِي كَافِرًا وَيُمْسِي مُؤْمِنًا وَيُصْبِحُ كَافِرًا. Prophet Muhammad tells us that times will come, testing times will come, which are as dark as the darkest nights, where a man would be a mu'min at night and wake up as a kafir, and be a mu'min in the morning and go to bed as a kafir. In another hadith, Prophet Muhammad says, يأتي عليكم زمان تتكأكأ في عليكم تتكأكأ عليكم الأمم كما تتكأكأ الأكلة على قصعتها. قيل أمن قلة النحل يومئذ يا رسول الله؟ قال بل أنتم كثير ولكنكم غثاء كغثاء السيل. Prophet Muhammad warns us that a time will come when other nations are going to converge on you like a group of people converge on a plate of food. When he was asked, is this because the Muslims are a few? He said, no. When this happens, the Muslims are going to be a lot. 1.6 billion. But you are like the scum that floats over the rainwater. So the Prophet has given us a forewarning of what was to come. And it is here and it is now. Within the context of history, a few years or even a few hundred years may mean nothing. But within the context of our limited lifespan, it is significant. I'm not going to attempt to analyze what is happening in a historical context. But let us try to understand the stresses we as Muslim individuals are subjected to. And then I will attempt to discuss means of controlling it. So let's revert back to the Quran. I will read some ayahs from the Quran, but I want you to listen to it. And remember that God is talking to us all and to every individual. Alif Lam Mim. أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون. Do men think that they will be left alone on saying we believe and that they will not be tested? The ayah that the surah then goes on. وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ فَلَا يَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَا يَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ. We did test those before them, and Allah will certainly know those who are true from those who are false. That goes on to say, أَمْ حَسِبَ الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السَّيِّئَاتِ أَنْ يَسْبَقُونَ أَنْ يَسْبِقُونَ سَاءَ مَا يَحْكُمُونَ. Do those who practice evil think that they will get the better of us? Evil is the judgment. مَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو لِقَاءَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّ أَجَلَ اللَّهِ لَآتٍ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. For those whose hopes are in meeting Allah, for the terms by Allah is surely coming, and He hears and knows. These are the Quran's words. I'm not putting any comments on them. وَمَنْ جَاهَدَ فَإِنَّمَا يُجَاهِدُ نَفْسِهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَغَنِيٌّ عَنِ الْعَالَمِينَ. And if you strive, and if any strive, they do so for their own souls, for Allah is free of all needs from the creations. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَنُكَفِّرَنَّ عَنْهُمْ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّهُمْ أَحْسَنَ الَّذِي كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Those who believe and work righteous deeds, from them shall we blot out all evil in them, and we shall reward them according to the best of their deeds. The Quran is speaking to us. Think of what's happening and think of what God is telling us. The surah then goes on to say, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ فَإِذَا أُوذِيَ فِي اللَّهِ جَعَلَ فِتْنَةَ النَّاسِ كَعَذَابِ اللَّهِ وَلَئِنْ جَاءَ نَصْرٌ مِنْ رَبِّكَ لَيَقُولُنَّ إِنَّا كُنَّا مَعَكُمْ أَوَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِأَعْلَمُ بِمَا فِي صُدُورِ الْعَالَمِينَ. Then there are those amongst men such as say, we believe in Allah. But when they suffer afflictions in the cause of Allah, they treat man's oppression as if it were the wrath of Allah. Does not Allah know best all that is in the hearts of His creations? Allah is asking us. وَلَا يَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَا يَعْلَمَنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ. And Allah most certainly knows those who believe and certainly those who are hypocrites. Which of those two categories will you be? When you meet your Creator, where are you going to be? How is your faith in God? Has your faith in God been shaken? If it has, you're in trouble. We are passing through a test. How do we pass the test? I'll attempt to answer this question in the second part of the khutbah. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله ولي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي يقبل التوبة عن عباده ويعفو عن السيئات ويعلم ما تفعلون ويستجيب الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات ويزيدهم من فضله والكافرون لهم عذاب شديد وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. So let's go back to trying to answer these points. We are passing through a test. These are testing times. We have been warned about them. How can we fail a test if we've been warned about it? There are four points that need to be emphasized, pondered on, and should be held on steadfast in our hearts, and be unshaken no matter what. Point number one, everything is up to God. The earth, the heavens are within His grasp. Where did He deduce this from? Let's go back to the Quran again. In the Quran, God says, قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكِ الْمُلْكِ تُؤْتِي الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِنْ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ بِيَدِكَ الْخَيْرُ إنك على كل شيء قدير تولج الليل في النهار وتولج النهار في الليل وتخرج الحي من الميت وتخرج الميت من الحي وترزق من تشاء بغير حساب. In these ayahs, God emphasizes that He is the owner of the kingdoms. He gives power to who He wills and removes it from whom He wills. And is the able. God controls day and night, life and death, and controls risk. In another ayah that you probably all read, Allah la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyu al-qayyum, la ta'khudhuhu sinatun wa la nawm. There is but one God, the controller of all. He does not forget or sleep. والله غالب على أمره ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون. God does what He wills, though most people do not know. ألم تر أن الله يسجد له من في السماوات ومن في الأرض؟ ألم تر أن الله يسبح له من في السماوات والأرض؟ ألم تر أن الله يعلم ما في السماوات والأرض؟ Several آيات. All of them emphasizing that God alone owns and controls what is in the heavens and earth. He and He alone deserves to be prostrated to, thanks, and is all-knowing. He was before heavens and earth, before superpowers, and He will be after all is gone. إنما أمره إذا أراد شيئا أن يقول له كن فيكون. If God wills anything, He says, be and it becomes. The second point we need to emphasize on is that God's religion will overcome. In the Quran, God says, يُرِيدُونَ لِيُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ. They want to extinguish God's light, but God will complete His light and message despite the disbelievers. This is God's religion. Our role is to follow, but God will protect it and it will prevail. God does not need us to defend His religion, but we need God and need to prove our faith. وَلَقَدْ كَتَبْنَا فِي الزَّبُورِ مِنْ بَعْدِ الذِّكْرِ أَنَّ الْأَرْضَ يَرِثُهَا عِبَادِيَ الصَّالِحُونَ وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ كَمَا اسْتَخْلَفَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ وَلَيُمَكِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ دِينَهُمُ الَّذِي ارْتَضَى لَهُمْ وَلَيَبَدِّلَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ خَوْفِهِمْ أَمْنًا يَعْبُدُونَنِي وَلَا يُشْرِكُونَ بِي شَيْئًا. In these ayahs, God promises that the believers will dominate earth and the religion will dominate and that they will have peace to worship Him alone. The promise will be fulfilled once the prerequisites, i.e. the true believers, fulfill their part. كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَأَغْلِبَنَّ أَنَا وَرُسُلِي إِنَّا لَنَنْصُرُ رُسُلَنَا وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَيَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْأَشْهَادِ. God's religion will prevail and God's messengers and faithful will be victorious. وَلَا تَيْأَسُ مِنْ رُوحِ اللَّهِ إِنَّهُ لَا يَيْأَسُ مِنْ رُوحِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْقَوْمَ الْكَافِرُونَ. Do not despair. Desperation is a major sin. Our duty is to work, and God does what He wills. The third basic point is that obedience to God should not be proportionate to any apparent outcome of things. What we see is not usually the full picture. Things may not be what they appear to be in the short term, and we cannot see the bigger picture. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ عَلَى حَرْفٍ فَإِنْ أَصَابَهُ خَيْرٌ اطْمَأَنَّ بِهِ وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ فِتْنَةٌ انْقَلَبَ عَلَى وَجْهِهِ خَسِرَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. Some people worship God so long as all is well, but turns away when a fitna, a testing time, afflicts him or her. Such people lose both this life and the hereafter. In the Quran, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ فَإِذَا أُوذِيَ فِي اللَّهِ جَعَلَ فِتْنَةَ النَّاسِ كَعَذَابِ اللَّهِ. Some people claim to be believers, but resent if any harm befalls them from other people. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّتِي نَقَضَتْ غَزْلَهَا مِنْ بَعْدِ قُوَّةٍ أَنْكَاثًا. In another ayah, God warns us, do not be like a weaver or somebody who is weaving a jumper that undoes all the weaving after working so hard. People tend to give up as soon as difficulty is encountered. We should not do that. Our role is made quite clear by the Quran. God tells us in the Quran, وَاعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. This is our duty. Worship God until the truth, that is death, befalls you. So we are supposed to do that, no matter what the apparent outcome is. It is only a short-term thing. The last and final point we need to emphasize and remember is that brotherhood of Muslims is one of the bases of Islam. Supporting Muslims is a duty and a form of worship. It is not an option. In the hadith, Prophet Muhammad says, مَنْ لَمْ يَهْتَمُّ بِأَمْرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ فَلَيْسَ مِنْهُمْ Listen carefully. This is very dangerous. If you don't care about Muslims, you are not one of them. In another hadith, من أذل عنده مؤمن وهو قادر على نصره أذله الله يوم القيامة. Whoever allows a believer to be humiliated while he or she is able to defend him, God will humiliate him or her on the day of reckoning. In the Quran, إنما المؤمنون إخوة وإن أمتكم أمة واحدة وأنا ربكم فاعبدون. Believers are brothers, and your ummah is a single nation, and I am your God, so worship me. Listen to what God is asking of us. واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا ولا تنازعوا فتفشلوا وتذهب ريحكم. More and more ayahs emphasizing the same meaning, brotherhood of Muslims. It is not an option. You don't do it out of nicety. You do it because it is a part of your religion. So the four points that we need to emphasize on and remember in these testing and hard times are, number one, everything is within God's grasp. He owns the earth and all what's on it. We must not forget that. And we must remember that if we wish to ally ourselves to the strongest, we should ally ourselves to Allah. He is the owner. Number two, do not doubt that God's religion will overcome. God has promised that, and it will be. Number three, our role is to obey God and follow His path regardless of what's occurring around us. And number four, we must adhere and feel that all Muslims are brothers and sisters, no matter what happens. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا لا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به. اللهم ثبتنا على دينك وسنة نبيك الكريم. اللهم ثبت إخواننا في العراق وفلسطين وفي جميع بلاد المسلمين. يا حنان يا منان، كن لنا ولا تكن علينا. انكر لنا ولا تنكر علينا. دبر لنا فإننا لا نحسن التدبير. انصر دينك وكتابك وسنة نبيك وعبادك الصالحين. اللهم يا الجلال والإكرام، بدل بأسنا أملا، وبدل خوفنا أمنا، وبدل حزننا فرحا، وانصرنا على من عادانا. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم.